and crossbones on it, said Rob Anybody. Yes, probably, and it's horrible stuff, said Tiffany. It'd make you terribly ill if you drank it.
Really? Said Rob Anybody thoughtfully. That's very interesting. What sort of ill would that be kind of thing?
I think you'd probably die, said Tiffany.
We're already dead, said Rob Anybody.
Well, you'd be very, very sick then, said Tiffany. She gave him a strong look. It's inflammable, too. It's a good job you didn't drink it, isn't it?
Daft Woolly belched loudly. There was a strong smell of paraffin.
Aye, he said.
Tiffany went and fetched Wentworth. Behind her, she heard some muffled whispering as the Pixies went into a huddle.
I told yous the wee skull on it meant we shouldn't touch it. Big Jan said it showed it was strong stuff, and things are come to a pretty pass, ye ken, if people are going to leave stuff like that around where innocent people could accidentally smash the door droon and leave the bars aside and take the big chain off at the cupboard and pick the lock and drink it.
What's inflammable mean?
It means it catches fire. Okay, dinna panic. No belching, and none of yours is to tuck a leak anywhere near naked flames, okay? And act natural.
Tiffany smiled to herself. Pixies seemed very hard to kill. Perhaps believing you were already dead made you immune. She turned and looked towards the lighthouse door. She had never seen it opened in a dream. She'd always thought that the lighthouse was full of light, on the basis that on the farm the cowshed was full of cows and the woodshed was full of wood.
All right, she said, looking down at Rob Anybody. I'm going to carry Roland, and I want you to bring Wentworth.
Don't you want to carry the wee lad? Said Rob.
Wee wee man, shouted Wentworth.
You bring him, said Tiffany shortly.
She meant, I'm not sure this is going to work, and he might be safer with you than with me. I hope I'm going to wake up in my bedroom. Waking up in my bedroom would be nice. Of course, if everyone else wakes up there too, there might be some difficult questions asked, but anything's better than the Queen. There was a rushing, rattling noise behind her. She turned and saw the sea disappearing very quickly. It was pulling back down the shore. As she watched, rocks and clumps of seaweed rose above the surf and then were suddenly high and dry.
Ah, she said after a moment. It's all right. I know what this is. It's the tide. The sea does this. It goes in and out every day.
Aye, said Rob Anybody. Amazing. It looks like it's pouring a wire through a hole.
About 50 yards away, the last rivulets of seawater were disappearing over an edge, and some of the Pixies were already heading towards it. Tiffany suddenly had a moment of something that wasn't exactly panic. It was a lot slower and nastier than panic. It began with just a nagging little doubt that said, "Isn't the tide a bit slower?" The teacher, Wonders of the Natural World, One Apple, hadn't gone into much detail, but there were fish flapping on the exposed seabed, and surely the fish in the sea didn't die every day.
I think we'd better be careful, she said, trailing after Rob Anybody.
Why, it's near as though the water's rising, he said. When does the tide come back?
Not for hours, I think, said Tiffany, feeling the slow, nasty panic getting bigger. But I'm not sure of this.
Tons of time, then, said Rob Anybody.
They'd reached the edge, where the rest of the Pixies were lined up. A little bit of water still trickled over their feet, pouring down into the gulf beyond. It was like looking down into a valley. At the far side, miles and miles away, the retreating sea was just a gleaming line. Below them, though, were the shipwrecks. There were a lot of them. Galleons and schooners and clippers, masts broken, rigging hanging, hulls breached, lay strewn across the puddles in what had been the bay. The Knack MacFeagles, as one Pixie, sighed happily.
Sunken treasure? Aye, gold. Bullion. Jewels.
What makes you think they've got treasure in? Said Tiffany.
The Knack MacFeagles looked amazed, as if she'd suggested that rocks could fly.
There's got to be treasure in them, said Daft Woolly. Otherwise, what's the point of letting them sink?
That's right, said Rob Anybody.
There's got to be gold in sunken ships. Otherwise it wouldn't be worth fighting all them sharkies and octopuses and stuff. Stealing treasure from the ocean's bed, that's about the biggest, best thieving ever.
And now what Tiffany felt was real, honest panic.
That's a lighthouse, she said, pointing. Can you see it? A lighthouse so ships don't run into the rocks, right?
Understand? "This is a trap made just for you. The Queen's still around."